Tired of ads barging into your favorite news podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay up to date on everything newsworthy by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/news-ad-free. That's amazon.com/news-ad-free to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
This is Vaccine 411, the latest coronavirus vaccine information for December 29th, 2021. The U.S. Tuesday broke the previous record for most daily cases as infections accelerate, and most experts are saying Omicron is going to make for a very difficult January. One CNN medical analyst thinks the U.S. could see 500,000 cases a day sometime over the next week to 10 days. The rate of booster doses has actually fallen in recent weeks. Only 32.7% of the U.S.'s fully vaccinated population is boosted. As it often has, the new CDC guidance around isolating and quarantining has left many Americans confused and many medical experts critical. They want to know why let people leave isolation without getting tested in the middle of a wintertime spike in cases. They think the answer might be pressure from the private sector. Speaking of the CDC, it's revised down its estimates for how many U.S. infections are caused by Omicron, revised it down by a lot. They now say it accounts for about 59% of all cases, not 73% like it said previously. Want some more good news? Another leading immunologist in the UK says Omicron is not the same disease we were seeing a year ago, and high COVID death rates in the UK are now history. A small CDC study shows people who had COVID and later get reinfected with Omicron appear to experience fewer symptoms. And a special envoy for the World Health Organization says that in pandemics, the expected pattern is the virus becomes more transmissible but less serious, and Omicron might be a step toward our relatively safe coexistence with the virus. If you're having trouble finding a rapid test to see if you have Omicron, don't stress too much about it. The FDA says that when it comes to detecting the new variant, they're more likely to give you a false negative anyway. So how do you know if you have a cold, the flu, or COVID? An attending physician at Children's National Hospital tells CNN the early signs are alike for all three. Flu symptoms include fever, fatigue, body aches, sore throat, shortness of breath, and vomiting or diarrhea. COVID-19 infection can be distinguished by headaches and a dry cough. Maybe loss of taste and smell, though that's not common with Omicron. Night sweats are more common with the Omicron variant. The best way to determine if it might be COVID is to factor in possible exposure you've had. Our statistics are beginning to be affected by the lack or pullback on reporting during the holiday period, but in the United States, cases were up 105%, deaths are down 5%, and hospitalizations are up 6% over 14 days. The 7-day average of new cases has been trending up since December 14th. The five states that had the most daily deaths per 100,000 are Alaska, New Mexico, Michigan, Arizona, and Ohio. There are 11,981,273 active cases in the United States. The five areas with the greatest increase in hospitalizations per capita: Puerto Rico, 225%, Washington, D.C., 111%, New Jersey and Louisiana, 60%, and Florida, 57%. The top 10 areas with the highest number of recent cases per capita, according to the New York Times: Pitkin, Colorado, Summit, Colorado, Essex, New Jersey, Hopkins, Texas, Eagle, Colorado, Washington, D.C., Miami-Dade, Florida, San Juan, Puerto Rico, Saipan, Northern Marianas Islands, and New York City, New York. There have been at least 820,708 deaths in the U.S. recorded as COVID-related. The top three vaccinating states by percentage of population that's been fully vaccinated: Vermont at 77.3%, Rhode Island at 76.1%, and Maine at 75.6%. The bottom three vaccinating states are Wyoming at 47.3%, Alabama at 47.5%, and Mississippi at 48.1%. The percentage of the U.S. that's been fully vaccinated is 61.8%. Globally, cases were up 48% and deaths down 11% over 14 days, with the 7-day average trending up since October 15th. There are 25,972,119 active cases around the world. The five countries with the most new cases, the United States, 312,939, France, 179,807, the UK, 129,471, Spain, 99,671, and Italy, 78,313. There have been at least 5,413,846 deaths reported as COVID-related worldwide. For the latest updates, subscribe for free to Vaccine 411 on your podcast app or ask your smart speaker to play the Vaccine 411 podcast.
Sound that brands.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Tired of ads barging into your favorite news podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay up to date on everything newsworthy by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/news ad free. That's amazon.com/news ad free to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.